first things first, the greeting. It's perfectly fine to say hi and hello, but it's a good idea to tag on a...
How are you?
How are you?
Don't worry about getting an answer, because it's not a question in the true sense of the word. It's simply another way of saying hello. You can, for example, say to someone...
How are you?
Even if you had just spoken to that person 5 minutes ago. So don't feel offended if someone greets you that way and rushes off without waiting to hear what you have to say about the weather or anything equally significant. If you're greeting someone on a Monday, even Tuesday, you can scrap the
"How are you?"
in favour of
"How was your weekend?"
Towards the end of the week, say Thursday or Friday, be sure to be enthusiastic about
"So what are you doing this weekend?"
"So what are you doing this weekend?"
"So what are you doing this weekend?"
About the weather. Make sure you slip in a comment about the weather in every conversation. It's an extremely important part of British culture, and any reference to it will gain you utmost respect.
Oh, it's freezing. I can't believe this weather. It's absolutely freezing. I can't wait for the summer.
Such a cold day. Oh, it's a bit rainy at the weekend.
Unlike the earlier greeting, a response is essential if civility is to be maintained. The rule is, you must always agree with the person who first raises the issue of the weather, no matter how much you may disagree. I've even got social anthropologist Kate Fox backing me up on this in her book Watching the English, published in 2004. How does the rule work in practice? Well, if someone remarks to you,
"It's such a cold day,"
the appropriate response would be,
"Yeah, isn't it?"
To assert otherwise,
"No, actually it isn't."
"No, actually it isn't, no."
Is unthinkable. You would be considered utterly rude, and that's putting it mildly. Another phrase often used for greeting is...
"All right."
"All right."
"All right."
Often shortened to...
"Right."
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 It doesn't matter what you say in return. "Hi." "Yeah." "How are you?" are equally acceptable. Now on to British currency. Pounds and pennies, not dollars and cents. In school, you've probably been taught the grammar concept of singular and plural. Using this principle, you would say £1, singular, and £10, plural. But wait, that rule doesn't apply here. There is no plural form of pound. So it's £1.50 and it's £10.50, not £10.50. Don't believe me? Pay close attention the next time you pay for something.
Wicked!
The word may have originated from the same root word as witch and sorcerer. But cast aside all evil images. Contrary to what you think, wicked means good, effective, or skillful. Let's say you've taken some photos and you're showing them to a friend. She exclaims,
"Wicked!"
Now those must have been some really nice photos. She is not saying you're in the same league as Hitler or Saddam.
Bear with me a sec.
Not long to go now, lessons coming to an end.
"Bear with me, please."
It's a common way of saying wait or hold on.
Okay, bear with me.
"Bear with me, please."
"Bear with me, please."
You would just have to bear with that. There is one word I find particularly useful.
Making your way in the world today takes everything.
It shares a name with a pub in Boston, Massachusetts. It's the title of a long-running sitcom that ended in 1993, 1 year before the iconic Friends made its debut.
Cheers.
That's the one. The word may have slipped out of fashion in the US, but in Britain, it's a classic. I love it because it's so versatile. In a pub, when you're having a beer, raise your glass.
Cheers.
Instead of saying thank you, you could say...
Cheers.
And before you take your leave, don't forget your goodbyes.
Cheers.
Before I go, there's one other biggie that's popped into fashion. It should be used if you desperately need to start a stimulating conversation, but only as a last resort. Commit this to memory. Celebrity Big Brother. Cheers.